As it relates to today's daf, and really the last few dafin, I think it's kedai to speak out a very foundational marumokim that it's going to bring a lot of the gemaras that we learned today together. And that is a ha'orin neflah from the Beis HaLevi. It's in Shailos Teshuvas Beis HaLevi. It's Chelik Beis. It's Simen Mem. The Simen is very, very long. We'll speak out the first few Se'ifei Katan in this Simen. The Mishnah, right in the beginning of the Perek, said, Arusna v'shemeres yavam, loy shoysois v'loy noitois k'supa. And Arusa and Shemeres yavam, they're married, that's Moshe of Yisrael. When Arusa, there was a regular Kedushin, Shemeres yavam is Ishik, v'lom anashamayim. Stating that, the Allah is if there's a kine and stira, loy shoysois v'loy noitois k'supa. Shenema, the Mishnah says, it's based on a pasuk that says, Asher tiste, Isha, Tachas, Isha, Pratla, Arusa, v'shemeres yavam. Tachas is mashma v'yeshevas, tachta v'akosam edaver. And as a result, in Arusa and Shemeres yavam, are going to be excluded from this halach. The Gemara Daf Chavdal and Aleph said that really this Tam Mishnah is b'machloikis shnuy. It's machloikis Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yonason. Rabbi Yonason is the one that says that Sayin Arusa, Sayin Shemeres Yavam, don't drink from the Mei Saita. And the Tam Mishnah the Gemara says is like Rabbi Yonason. The Rambam in Hilchos Saita, Perik Beis Halacha Beis, and Perik Beis Halacha Gimel, he brings this halacha. The Rambam says, the Elohim Anoshim She'enon Ru'uyos Lishtois, Afal Pishna he writes a lishtois. Ubaila writes a lashkoisa. Elo yoitzais beloi ksuba, mishiavoyu ede stira, achar ede kinu via astra, baleim loilam. The chamesh esrei noshim hain. These are 15 noshim. Not to be confused with the chamesh esrei noshim of the first Mishnah in Mesachtes Yevamos. The elu hain, arusa vishameris yavam. And then the Rambam goes on to list all the 15. In halacha gimel, the Rambam brings all the makoiris. Says the Rambam, uminayin sheinun ruin lishtois, shenemar. Asher tista isha tachas isha. Tachas isha pratla arusa v'shemeres yavam she'ena tachas isha. So the Rambam, not surprisingly, paskin like the Stam Mishnah, which is Shitas Rabbeinu said in the Braisa, that an arusa and a shemeres yavam do not shrink from the Meisaita. So what does it mean they don't shrink from the Meisaita? So again, you have to hear the Rambam's lashon again. So therefore, the halach is that they're going to be osir al baleim la'oila. They have no way out unless Edom can come and help us out here. But the husband's going to have no choice but to give her a get. And at the same time, she's going to lose her ksuba. Now, just to chazer over yesterday's daf, and that is, you're going to tell me that the Arus and the Shemeres Yavam are excluded from the parish of Saita. So if they're excluded from the parish of Saita, why does the kine and the stira make her aser? Why does she lose her ksuba? So the Gemara asked the Kasha, and the Gemara said, because it's a riboy. Because it says, Da'abra b'nei Yisrael v'yamarta aleim, and v'amarta aleim is a riboy, it's l'rabois, and arusa and a shemeres yovam l'kinah. So on the one hand you have tachas, which is memait, on the other hand you have v'amarta aleim, that's l'rabois, and therefore the halach is say arusa, say shemeres yovam. The din is, if this kinah and stira, they're going to be asim l'baleim, but at the same time the halach is that they're not going to be able to drink from the meisai. Fake the Beis HaLevi, a meir de gekasha. We had a sugya on daf yud ches on the days. The Gemara over there brought a machloikis between Rav Hamnuna and Marava, the Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Hamnuna said, Shemeres Yavam Shezinsa Asura Liyapra. A Shemeres Yavam, that's Mizana, while she's a Shemeres Yavam. So she was Mizana Tachasu. She was Mizana Tachas the Yavam. Meaning, she violated the Zika. So Shemeres Yavam Shezinsa Asura Liyapra. The Aloch is that she's going to be also to her husband. The Gemara says, Amri b'marava, marava, they said, less hilchas like Rav Hamnuna. The halach is not like Rav Hamnuna. So I ain't showing enough to chazer over that whole Gemara, it's going to take too long. But it was a machloikis Rav Hamnuna and marava, a shemeres yavam, shezin tachas yivno. Whether or not she becomes osir, she becomes mutter. Rav Hamnuna said, shemeres yavam, shezin tza, asru li yavno. B'marava, Amri, and marava, they said not that way. They said, a shemeres yavam, that's mezana, is going to be mutter to her yavam. The Rambam, in hilchas yibim v'chalitza, Perik Beis Halacha Chav says, "V'hayuvama shezinsa, v'he's skuka. Yuvama that was mezana, and she's a skuka. She has ziko. Loi nesra al yivma. She does not become asa to her husband, to the yavam. Elo rotsa chayleitz rotsmiyam. She wants to do chalitza, she could do chalitza. She wants to do yibum, she could do yibum. In other words, the Rambam paskin like Marav, not like Rav Hamnuna. In the sugi mesech the soite daf yotchesam days that a shemeres yavam that would be mezana tachas yivma. The halacha is that she would be mutter to yavam. So fake the Beis Halevi. L'chay the Rambam says to himself." If that's the case, the Rambam's a pella. The Rambam brings the halacha that shemeres yavam, that got kini and stira from the yavam. The halacha is, there's a gzeres hakasa, she can't drink from the meisaita, but at the same time, she's going to be asa. based on a ribur in the parasha of Amarta Aleihem. She's treated like a suffix zaita. The Pella is the Rambam paskins and Ilchas Yibam v'Chalitza like Narava in Soita Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis, that if we would know for sure with 1,000% certainty that she was Mezana Tachas Yibam, the halacha is that she would be mutter to her Yavam. So if that's the case, Freik the Beis Halevi, it's a plea Atzuma. And really the plea is based on the Mishnah, because the Mishnah said, Zeh HaKlal, what's the rule when it comes to whether or not a Stira would make the suffix soita usher to the husband after a kinui. Kol sheti ba'el. V'loi tehe asura loi, loi haya masna ima. So it all depends on whether this beer would make her mutter, or this beer would make her usher. That was the Mishnah on Daf Yud Ches. So in the event that the beer is going to make her usher, so then you have a parish of kinui mistir, you have a parish of suffix soita. But if after the beer she's anyways going to be mutter, it's not going to be a problem. So freak the beis alevi l'chayu the Rambam was soisa mishnasai. Mitzarecha the Rambam paskin like the stam mishnah, like Rav Yoimus, and I get it. It's clear, the sugya shreis that talach is that Hashem Eres Yavam is included in the parish of Suffolk Saita, albeit with regards to the Isra that's Chalai, the Kin of Estira, and the fact that she loses her Ksuba. She can't be Shoyz, that's Xeris HaKazim. But she's included in the parish, yet the Rambam himself paskin that a Shemeres Yavam, that's Mizana, Tachas, her Yavam, the Halach is, she's Mutter. So if she's Mutter, that means the Znus would do nothing. So if the Znus wouldn't make her Asas, how could it be a parish of Suffolk Saita? It makes no sense. In the world of Suffolk Saita, it has no Havana. The only need of a Suffolk Saita is maybe she was Mizana. If you knew for sure she was Mizana, she'd be mutter to the man. So if you knew for sure she was Mizana, she'd be mutter to the Yavam. How's it possible that now there was a kin of Estira and now there's a suffix Saito, all of a sudden she's going to be asked to the Yavam? Now the emes is, this Meiridik Akasha that the Beis Halevi asked, you know who asked? Rashi. You know who else asked? Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos both asked Akasha in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, 7.5 years ago, we did not speak at this Rashi or this Tosfos. But it's in Mefurish Rashi. Rashi asks this Kasha in the Mishnah. And Daf Chav Gimel on the base, Pashim Kedai to see the Rashi inside. So the Mishnah said, right in the beginning of the parak, Arusna v'shaymeres yavam, lois choisois, v'loi noitlois, k'suba shenem ashatis te'ish netachas, isha prat la'arusa, v'shaymeres yavam. Zok de'heliger Rashi, v'afilu leslon de'rav hamnuna, even if you don't hold like Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna said that a shemeres yavam, that's mezana tachas yiv madalach is, that she becomes awesome. But even if you don't hold like Rav Hamnuna, the shemeres yavam shezinza muteres liya, and you hold like Magav, that holds that a shemeres yavam, that's mezana is mutliya. But nehi the muteres, even though it's true she's going to be muter to be with the yavam. I mean, if the yavam wants to be yivam, he could do it. But however, but at the same time, he can say, this is not the woman that I really wanted to marry, that he has the ksubas, and if he decides to let her go, he won't have to give her a ksuba. So Rashi already bavarned this kasha. Rashi said, l'chari, this mission is totally in the machloikis, Rav Hamnuna and my Rav. So okay, you want to tell me that the mission is going dafka alibo de Rav Hamnuna, then you could say that. But Zok Rashi, you don't have to say that. I feel less on the Rav Hamnuna. Even if you don't hold like Rav Hamnuna, it's not muchach to say that the Mishnah is going according to Rav Hamnuna, because even if you don't like Rav Hamnuna, it's muvin that this woman should at the very least lose her ksuba. Why? Because like we said, even in the best case scenario, every suffix soita is a prutza. That's mamish the best case scenario, that she's a prutza. And as a result, for sure, the man has a shtikol kaycha taina that I don't want to have anything to do with you. So if he wants, he could send her away. I'm not doing gibum. And be potter, he won't have to give it a ksuba. Freit Tosfos, I don't understand Rashi. And this kasha is a very, very, very shver kasha. In fact, the second half of this siman in the Beis Halevi is working with Chita's Rashi and try to explain this kasha. But Tosfos' kasha is to the point that Rashi, that the Beis Halevi's lashon is, Rashi poshet has no vert, he can't even understand what Rashi is saying. Freit Tosfos, Rashi is saying a very nice svara. There's a svara to say why a shemeres yavam maybe should lose her ksuba, even if you hold that a shemeres yavam, that's mezana tachas or yavam, that loch is going to be muteres levayla, based on the svara. But at the end of the day, there's a drush in the Torah, there's a posik that says that she doesn't drink from the meisaita, and it's muchach that without a posik you would have thought she would drink from the meisaita. It's a freak tois, is rabbi nadal makula. I don't understand. According to Marava, that holds that Ishemeres Yavam, that's Mezana, Tachas or Yavam, the Aloch is, she's Muteres Levayla. What's the Havamish she should drink from the... You want to tell me a Havamish she should lose the Ksuba, not get the Ksuba? Svara is, it's very nice. Shame is Svaralach. That's been a gay Ksuba. That's like a monetary thing, getting involved in the Das of the Yavam. But we're talking about a Pasuk in the Torah. You have Tachas, L'Mayet, and V'Amar Talem, L'Rabbis. You have Droshes HaTorah. It sounds like there was a real Fartika Havamish in the Welt that maybe this Shemeres Yavam should drink from the Meisaita. Why should she drink from the Meisaita? Bishlamilay Rav Hamnuna, that if she was Mezana, she'd be awesome, so that's why she's drinking from the Meisaita. That's the klal. The rule is zeha klal. Any time that sheti boil v'tehei asura lebaila hayamasnima. But according to Maravah, that holds that you would have been mutter anyway. So what are you psukim for? I'm not handling the ksuba. Says Taisus. Ksuba here. I just had a nice terrace. Why she loses the ksuba? But forget about the ksuba. Why do you psukim? Why do you have drushes? As I said, Taisus. So Taisus says a terrace. Taisus says that the Gemara said on daf chavdal or amid beis. Again, we're chazering mamash the last three daf. Taisus said that the Gemara really asked the kasha. The Gemara didn't understand that why do you need a pasuk to be mamay the shemeres yavam from drinking the mei soita. Typically, there's halacha of mibalade ishech. And being that there's a halacha of mibalade ishech, anyways, you need that it should be kodma shchivas of alaboyl. And l'chura, every shemeres yavam, by definition, it wasn't kodma shchivas of alaboyl. Because if it was kodma shchivas of alaboyl, then they would make the mitzvah of yavam yavayol. So elamai wasn't kodma. If it wasn't kodma, then this whole halacha doesn't really get started. What was the Gemara's teretz? Going according to Shmuel. It's talking about where there was a beer. The beer was not l'shem yibum. The beer was l'shem znos. Abal yavimta bein ba'oynes, bein b'meza, bein b'shoygi, bein b'rotz and kana. However, Shmuel said it's only kana l'dvar ma'mufuroshim b'teira. And as a result, being that it was not kana l'chol davar, so therefore a beer, a yibum, it's not going to be. But at the same time, it was kana shchivas ha'malabayl, and that's where it's negay, this halacha, that's where it's negay, you're going to have over here this shemeres yom. Abzok toises that it comes out from the Gemara, the ikimta that the Gemara said on daf chavdal on the days, that we're talking not stam about a regular shemeres yom. We're talking about a shemeres yom where there was already a kodma shchivas of alaboy, which Shmuel said is kono al koponim l'dvarim amufurashim v'atayra. So says toises meirdik that yesh loymer, even though Marava said that a shemeres yom that's mezana tachas the yom dalachis is muteres l'bayl, but that's only if there was no kinyan yibum. But once there was a yibum, even though Shmuel owes it's not Kanal Chalmili, but it's Kanal Advar Mamufurash of Atayra, which means what? By the way, Nietzsche needs a get. So you see already, Epis and Ishus was Chal. So Bechai Gavn, it's Pashin, it's going to be different, and that's why it's Negedis Alacha. So Zok Toys says, Rashi's Teres, I don't know what Rashi's talking about. But as it relates to you want to know Pshan in the Mishnah, that's the Pshan in the Mishnah. Where the Halacha is Negeya is going to be, in that Hechatimsa, where there was already a Kadmosh Shchivas of Alabayo, where it was Kanal Kapon and Advar Mamufurash of Atayra, I mean that it was Kanal Advar Mamufurash of Atayra. So how much should we need a get? Oh, shemeres yavam that needs a get. That's a whole different sugya. So over there, Avadim and Rav is going to be murdered to Rav Amnuna. This is going to be Yosel Abayla, and that's why there's a sugya over here of Sofik Saita. As Isaac Toys says, the divrei pichachem chen. Abizok the Beis Halevi from the Rambam, it's not mashma that way. And the reason it's not mashma that way from the Rambam is because the Rambam was soysen. The Rambam never mentioned one word about this. The Rambam is mashma that every single shemeres yavam in the world, if there was kiri and stira, the halacha she's Yosel Abayla. The way Tosfos is learning, the only time this halacha is negeya is if it was kodma shchivas abalabayl. But if it wasn't kodma shchivas abalabayl, in that case, you're not going to have this halacha. But the Rambam never brought this prat. And because the Rambam never brought this nuance, it sounds like the Rambam shita was that every single shemeres yavam in the world, the halacha is always, and the Bemis is the Beis Halevi says from the Mishnah it's mashma that way. Because the Mishnah says every single shemeres yavam, the halacha is that she's lois shoysois, v'loi noitlis ksuba. Now, Zok de Beis Halevi, just if you want to cheshbon this a little bit, Tein b'chacham v'yech gemoyd, which is ayin, the whole simon inside, at least the first half of it. But al kopanim, the Gemara, when it made the kimta of, it's talking about with the Yavama was already bought out of Hashem's nos, the Gemara was just bringing the kimta to explain why you needed a pasuk. But as it relates to the halacha of the Mishnah, the halacha of the Mishnah sounds like every single Shemeres Yavam is like that. And the Beis Halevi says that's why the Rambam brought it that way. The Rambam didn't bring the kimta because the Rambam didn't need to bring the kimta because the kimta is not negeya the halacha. The kimta is just negeya the cheshbon in the sugya, but it's not really negeya the halacha. The halacha is halacha that every single shemeres yavam in the world loy shoytzos v'loy noitlis ksuba. So freak the Beis Halevi. The way the Rambam brings the halacha, which is kipshutoi, which is without any akimtas, it sounds like every single shemeres yavam in the world, whether there was a kinyan or there wasn't a kinyan, whether it was kodmah shchivas about, wasn't kodmah shchivas about, Rav Shmuel, whatever, that's, it makes no difference. The halacha is always going to be the same. She's going to be lois shoysois, and she's going to be lois tzuba. And if that's the case, break the Beis Halevi. I don't understand Pash Pshan and the Rambam. If the Rambam passing like Marava in Perik Beis Hilchas Yibam v'Chalitza, that a shemeres yavam that's mezana tachas yibma, the halacha is she's mutter to the yavam. How could the Rambam paskin the way he paskin, not like Tosfos in the beginning of Perik Arusa, but that every single Shemeres Yavam, the halacha is, but at the same time, she's going to be Aser. Why is she Aser? In the worst case scenario, there was a Znus that doesn't make her Aser to her husband. So how's it possible that the Sofik Soita is worse off than she would have been if we know for sure that she was Mazana? If we know for sure she was Mazana, she's Mutter. That's my Rav's Psak, the Rambam Psak. So if that's the case, what's Pashup Shan in this halacha? Zok Beis Halevi, the Nira Loimer. Today's daf, the Gemara discussed if somebody was Mekanes Ishtoi al Tisterim Kotlan. So it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Bakom Mekanen, even Arayo, is Chutzmen HaKotlan. Why? Ish Amarachman Veloy Kotlan. Because it says in the Torah, Ish, and Ish is Mashma Veloy Kotlan. Tosfos on Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis says a Chiddush. Tosfos says that even though the Gemara says that if a man is Mekanes Ishtoi al Tisterim Kotlan, the Halach is that she's excluded from the parasha of Saita. Abazog Tosfos Nere, the Dafka Mishtia Memayit Lokra. It's only from Shtia. Avol Nesra al Yedei Ben Tesha Shonim V'yoyim Echad. Afal Pisha Eino Yish Sharei B'yosoy Paiselas Betrum. Zog Tosfos, it's Pasha to me that this that the Gemara said Ish L'mutei Katan, that's been a geya drinking from the Mei Saita. Abavasin's negeya, her becoming Aser, it's possible that even if the kinui, the stira, was with the katan, still she would become asa. How so? If this katan was 9 years or older, 9 years is the age where a person becomes a barbiya, a zachar, and as a result, in the event that he was already 9 years old, being that we know his bia is a bia l'chol mili in the Torah, so it's misnabe that it should be a bia regarding making her asar as well. I ish, zok tosfos, ish is only with regards to shtia. Abavas is negeya, the Isser of Soita, this is Tosfos Chiddush in the Sugya. I think that as long as he's 9 years old, that halacha is going to apply. If you look at the Rambam, and this Rambam is in Hilchas Soita, it's Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav. Look at the Rambam. Om Allah, Altistri and Ployni. Man tells his wife, Altistri and Ployni. And this Ployni was a katan. Pachis mi ben teisha shanav yemech. And he was less than 9 years old. Oishna Amalo, Altistri and Behem Mazu. Ein Zekinoi. In both cases, it's not a kinui. Shenemar v'shachav ish oisa prat lekatan ulubehema she'en oisran. The Rambam brings this halacha that if a man is mekana ishtoi from a katan, it's not going to be considered a kinui. Says the Rambam again. Amalei altistri employni v'yukatan pachas mi ben teisha shana v'yoyim echad. What's the halacha? Ain't a kinui because it says v'shachav ish and ish is prat lekatan. It's mavu in the Rambam that the Rambam held the whole miut of v'shachav ish. This whole halach of the Mishnah of Ish v'loy katan is talking dafka about a katan that's less than 9 years old. That says Tosfos was muching in the sugya that I understand why we might have cotton legamri from the parish of Saita. A katan ben test is bia zabia l'chol milah shabatayr. All of a sudden in the parish of Saita it's not. This bothered Tosfos very much. And because in this Tosfos said a chiddush that when the Mishnah and the Gemara says prat l'katan, it only means regarding drinking from the Mei Saita. But enechanami the bia zabia and she's going to be us, there's no question in the world. The Rambam couldn't falai that. So the Rambam, I don't understand. A ben test in Kala Torah Kula is always considered a barbia. Why shouldn't it be different? Oh, the teretz is, the miut is talking about when he's pachas mi ben test. That's what the miut's coming for. It's coming to me mayit when he's pachas mi ben test. And that's pashav shan in the Rambam. Oh, but fake the Beis Halevi, and this is not Rashi and Tosfos' Gasha. This is the Beis Halevi's Gasha. So fake the Beis Halevi. I don't understand, it's a plea atzuma. You need a pasik to be mayit a pachas mi ben test. The way the Rambam's learning that the whole meat of Ish is coming when he's less than 9 years old. If he's less than 9 years old, the bee is not a bee anyways. So if the bee is not a bee, why do you need a pasuk to be mayit for? L'chayis t'chnish kan bar bee. In Kala Teru Kula, a child that's less than 9 years old is not a bar bee. Pshutai is from the shurim that we never alach l'mayish m'sinai, right? Ben tes l'bee. That's the pasuk pshat. But whatever the pshat is, if he's less than 9 years old, then he's not a bee. So if he's not a bar bee, if he's not a bar bee, so why do we need a pasuk to be mayit this katan? Zok to Beis Halevi and he says v'chein motzasi b'mishnah l'melech that you have to say it's muchach that shteit on the Rambam and nifle de gazach. Ready? The Rambam must have held that the definition of bia and the definition of nus as it relates to the parish of Safik Soita is not the same definition of bia and definition of nus as it relates to znus and kol ha-terekul. So as it relates to an eishes ish, let's say, that's mezana tachas baila, and you want to determine whether this was a znus or was not a znus. This is a shulchan aruch. We said today's daf, soita daf chavav, is one of the most important daf in this inyan. So you would want to figure out, yeah, no, this is a shulchan aruch, how it works. As it relates to kina v'stira, with a sofik, maybe she was mezana, maybe she wasn't mezana, the definition of znus on the tzad ha-sofik is not necessarily the same definition. Now, what's the makar to that? At first glance, first of all, we didn't even explain it. But what's pasha the makar? Says the Beis Halevi, the makar is a mefurish gemara. Because the gemara said on the bottom of the yomid, the gemara says, it says in the Torah, shichva zera, in the parasha of Soita. And the question is, what is the word Shechva Zera coming to be Mamai? And the Gemara had a whole bunch of different studies, and the Maskana, the Gemara said, it's coming to be Mamai, Lishakinula Derech Evar. It's talking about where a man was Mekanes Ishtoi, that I want you to make sure that there's no beer derech evarim. Ma'u detema. I would have thought, bikpeded about tal yirachmana. I would have thought that even though a beer derech evarim is never considered a beer, but maybe when it comes to the parish of Soita and the sugya of Kinoi, so maybe over here, bikpeded about tal yirachmana. Ubal hakakapit. Kamashmon, that's the chiddush. That no, the halacha is that it's not going to be considered a beer, and therefore the kin of Estira is not going to be considered a kin of Estira. Zok the Beis Halevi, how do you learn Pashup Shana in the Gemara? Pashup Shah, you learn in the Gemara, there was a Havamina, a fleeting Havamina tucked away here on the bottom of Chavavam and Beis and Saita, that maybe the way Kinev Estira works is, it's Bikpeh the Baal Tayyar Rahman. But the Gemara immediately rejected that. The Gemara says, no, at the end of the day, it says Shechva Zera, Prat Mederech Evarim, and as a result, that's not going to be the case. Meaning, Kamash Malon, that even though there was a Havamina, that maybe Bikpeh the Baal Tayyar Rahman, that's really not the way it works. Abazok to Beis Alei, the Yeshleim, the Rambam learned to Suginat that way. The Rambam learned that even the Kamash Malon is Nachis to what it thought in the Havamina. That the way Kinev Estira works is, it's Bikpeh the Baal Tayyar Rahman. Norvas, Kamash Malon, Shechva Zera teaches me that a Bia, Derech Evarim, is Fart Nishkan Bia. But at the end of the day, just like the Gemara thought in the Havamina, that the way Kinev Estira works is, it's Bikpeh the Baal Tayyar Rahman. If the husband's Makbet, I don't want this. And now there's a Sufik that might have happened. That creates Sufik Soita, even though it's not Iskalton in the Gedarim of Bia and Kala Terakula. Oh, but that Havamina reigns Lamaskana. It's just a Kamash Malan Ben Again, this Proteus thing it did. That I would have thought, therefore, because Saita is Bikpeh the Baal Tayyar Rahman, so therefore, Bia Derech Evarim would be considered to be a Kamash Malan Sashikhvazara. Good Shikhvazara. It doesn't knock out the whole Havamina. It's not a paradigm shift. It's not a whole different way of looking at the whole Sugi of Saita. If there was a Havamina to look at Saita a certain way, Mehecha Tesi, the one word Shikhvazara would change all that. No, Kamash Malan Shikhvazara, this is found Derech Evarim. And mean that this is Derech. Therefore, it's not going to be considered a beer. Abavas is negeya, the havana and the gish of how you're supposed to understand the parish of Soit is it's bikpeh the Baal Tayyar Rahman. I mean that it's bikpeh the Baal Tayyar Rahman. That's look the base. That's pshat in the Rambam. And a chanami, someone that's less than 9 years old is beer is not a beer. And in kola toira kula, in every single sugya in shas, if you're having beer, a cotton that's poxim dantes is not part of that sugya. But over here it's different because this is bikpeh the Baal Tayyar Rahman. So over here there would have been a havamina that being that bikpeh the Baal Tayyar Rahman. Maybe here it should be different. Kamash Malon, that's why we need a pasik. Ish, Lamute Katan. But Encha, I need a pasik to be my Pachas Bentes. What's the kasha? You need a pasik to be my Pachas Bentes. If he's a Pachas Bentes, his beer is anyways not a beer. Why do I need a pasik for it? I'll tell you why. Because Saita works differently. Bikpeh did about Tayyar Rahman. How do I know that? Learn the Gemara and the Banu Machavavam Mibes. But what do you mean? It was only a Havamina of the Gemara. No, Mechtesa. Could learn that way. But Mechatesa, it might have been the Maskaras of Gemara too. Because the Gemara said Kamash Malan. Kamash Malan was regarding that specific Nafkamina Lahalocha from Kvedig about Tayyar Rahman. We have a Joshua, you have Xeris HaKasiv. It's just added to another Xeris HaKasiv, the Parish of Saita. You can have Xeris HaKasiv. Today's whole taf was Xeris HaKasiv. So this is Xeris HaKasiv. But at the end of the day, that Havamina is true. I feel with Maskara. And that's why there was a Havamina approximately. Zokta Beis Halevi, that's Pshah in the Ramah. It's true. The Rambam passing like Marava in the end of Perek Beis of Hilchos Ibn Chalitza. Did a Shemeres Yavam that you know for sure was Mizana Tachas Baila. The halacha is that she is going to be Tachas Yibmo is going to be mutter to the Yavam. And Afal Pikein, the Rambam brought the Stima Sasugi in the beginning of our Perek Arusa, that you need Psukim and Ripuyim and Miyutim to teach me the halacha is that a Shemeres Yavam is Asila Bailo, but at the same time she doesn't drink from the Meisaita. What was the Kasha? I understand. If you knew for sure she was, if two Aiden would come and say that she was Mizana, she would be Mutter. So if two Aiden would come and say she was Mizana, she would be Mutter. So how could it be now in a Matzav of Sothic it should be worse? The Teretz is, it's different. Because when two Aiden walk and there was no Kinoi, so there the definition of Znus is Einzach. But once this Kpeh the Baal Tayyar Rahman, Zokta Beis Halevi, it could be if the Yavam is Makbet and he says Icha Bakpeh do, even though this Maisus Nus Be'etim is not a Maisus Nus when there's two Eidim. It's a Chiddush Neira what we're saying here, what the Beis Halevi is saying. But Al Kapanim Kpeh the Baal Tayyar Rahman based on the Gemara here, and therefore this Dalach is going to be different. Beis Halevi says very, very big pilpul. He's miyashiv a whole bunch of other things with this Indian, Kedarke Bakoidish. But I'll just be moist of one other thing the Beis Halevi says, and that is, we know Shitas Toysvis, one of those famous Toysvis in the Shas, Ksubas Taf Gimel Amibes, it's the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, where Rabbeinu Tam says that Bia with an Akum is Nishkain Bia. Right? One of the themes of today's daf. In fact, Rabbeinu Tam said a very, very big Kiddush La'alocha that Tosfos brings, and that is, Umitoich Kach Hit Rabbeinu Tam. There was a story, it was a real Maisa. The Bas Yisrael Shehen Mira. There was a Bas Yisrael, the Nebuch, she went away from the Yiddish Aveg. Uvaleh Oivikachavim. And she ended up being Mezana, she was an Eshesesh, and she was Mezana with an Oivet Kechavim. And then later she did Tshuva, and the Oivet Kechavim was Megar. And they went to Rabbeinu Tam, and they wanted to know, could she marry this man? Now, what would be the Tzadnat? Because she's an Eshesesh that was Mezana Tachas Baila. An Eshesesh that's Mezana Tachas Baila, the halacha is Keshem Shasru Labal, Kachasru Labal. So based on that, it would be Osner. But they came to Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam said it's Mutter. He said, L'shayich L'meimer Echel Labal V'Echel Labal V'Bi Es Goy, Tahavi K'Bi Es Behemo. This was his Chiddush. Freit the Beis HaLevi, a plea. Freit the Beis HaLevi, if you're going to tell me that Bi Es Akum, as it relates to the parasha of Soita, is Mamish K'Bi Es Behemo, that had to understand our Gemara. In today's daf, one of the many halachas that we saw in today's daf was Rav Hamnuna's halacha, that if a man tells his wife, Altistri Amish Ploini, and Ish Ploini is an Oivet Keichavim, it's considered a Kinoi. It's a halacha psukko. It's a Mefurish Gemara. It was a Havamina, maybe not. But the Gemara said, no, I'm not. The Gemara said, even said, Pshita. So that came out, that's for sure the way it is. It's a Freita, Beis Halevi, it's a plea. Had Rabbeinu Tam learned our Gemara? Had Rabbeinu Tam learned Soita, Daf Chavavim and Beis? L'char, it's a plea atzuma. It's mefurish in Soita Chavava Medeis. You do have the parish of Soita. Now the emes is when we learn Pesubas Daf Gimel. We spoke here from the Chassam Sofer and other Gedolei Achroinim. Could be there's a chil between the Isabal and the Isabayil. There's a lot of Torah on this because Isabal is totally in the Me'ilah. That's the Marik. Kisimo Ma'al. So it's totally in Me'ilah. So could be there's a chil between the Baal and the Baal. But that's already a chiddush that some want to say. Ruba the Ruba of London that learned Rabbeinu Tam were not mechalik between the Baal. Tell you the Baal, Toys themselves asked a bunch of kashas on Rabbeinu Tam based on not being noches to this chiluk. So if you name on the pashtus, and that is Rabbeinu Tam's Allah, because the gay side is a Baal, side is a Baal, that means an Eishness ish that two Adam come and say she was mezana with a guy, that Allah should be mutter to her husband. So if she's mutter to her husband, how could it be kinoi? The Teres Zok, the Beis Halevi's Rabbeinu Tam must have learned like the Rambam. He must have held that Sofik Soit is different. It's Bikpeda the Baal Talya Rachmana. I mean that it's Bikpeda the Baal Talya Rachmana, even though it's true, Enochinami, as it relates to the Gedorim of Bia and Znos and Kol Terukul, would not be considered a Maisa Bia, but over here it's going to be different. So what comes out? What's the Yisoid? The Yisoid that we're saying here is that it emerges that the Gedorim of Bia, the Gedorim of Znos, as it relates to the parasha of Sofik Soita, is different than it is as it relates to even Avada Isnos. Just to bring out the chiddush of the point. Meaning, we're saying, you have a man who warned his wife, Altisri Mishpoini. He was a stira. There's a Sofik that might have been a bia. The halach is that even if we would know for sure that there was a bia, just hear this out. Meaning, if there was no kinoi, and you would know for sure that this man and woman were mezan, the halach is she'd be mutter to her husband, but if this kinoi and stira, and now there's a suffix, maybe they were mezana, she's going to be usher to her husband. Meaning, if there was no kinoi and stira, two eidim would walk in one day, they would say this eishes ish was mezana with a cotton that's pachas me ben tesh son of yoyim echad. Or in Rabbeinu Tam's world, two eidim would walk in the bez and say an eishes ish was mezana with an eina yehudi, even though the halach is she would be mutter to her husband. Like Clark, she'd be mutter to her husband. There's no shine in the world. But if there was kinoi and stira, now there's a suffix, maybe she was mezana with this pachas miben tes. Well, the truth is, the pachas miben tes, the Gemara of the Maskana has a mir. Not that way. It's all in the Havamina by the cotton, pachas miben tes, right? Let's not get technical. But the point is that at the end of the day, versus negay, the lumbus of understanding the parish of Soita is that if there was a kinoi, then even if there's only a suffix, it would be a problem. Now, just what's the nusach? Yeah, right. Yeah, you need a nusach to be able to say over this Beis Halevi. So the nusach is going to be the Beis Halevi's nusach. Just speak out the way the Beis Halevi says it, and we'll stop with this. And that is zok the Beis Halevi. The Afagaf, he's talking about the cotton that's pachas miben tes shon of yamech. Where the Rambam needed a pasuk to tell me that he's excluded, even though kol terukul is not considered a bia. The Afagaf the la bar biyahu, even though cotton miben tes is not a bar biyah. And if we would know there'd be two Adam that say that she was Mazana with this man without Kino, she wouldn't be Osir. Mikom Mokim have a soka daitoch. Dim zinsa imoy achara kinu vistiri neseris. That if there was a znus after Kino, she would be Osir. Dari ikuk paid to the Baal. Because at the end of the day, this kpeidet about umishumachi tzar kralamato, and that's why you need a pasuk to be ma'ayit. Ukemoidet tzarich lemayit derech evarim. Just like you need a pasuk to be ma'ayit derech evarim. Ve'afal gafdik far miyata atayr derech evarim. And even though the Torah was already ma'ayit derech evarim, mikomakon emizer raya. The king of Estira enu talib kpeidet about. That's not a raya that the whole half a minute of the Gemara was wrong. That reyei shleimet aloyim talib kpeidet about. Because I can tell you, really, it was talib kpeidet about. Ve'rak derech evarim imut. It's just derech evarim that was nesmayit. Ukemoidet miyata atayr islandes. And that's why you need a pasuk to be memayit a pachas mibentes. Now, this was all to save Shana in the Rambam. But Tosfos say in the sugya of Shemeres Yom in the beginning of the fourth parak, and say in Ardav Chavav and Mebeis as it relates to Katan, didn't learn like the Rambam. We're not going to chaz it, right? But it was all these Rambams were going not like Tosfos says. Uva Tosfos Firulu. It's true in the sugi there was a hamamino that maybe kinev esteris told me paid us about mikamokim basi the imut mikra the shich vazera derech evarim. Once the Torah was memai shich vazera derech evarim yodina minei bechol advarim. We know already benegay the whole parashah of soita the enoi tolik klal be paid us about rak beinon oithin sheneseris ayada beznos. It has to be a zasor beznos with. That's the zlus that the Torah already decreed with maker us mishum hachi in its akral my pachs mentes v'chulu v'chulu. But the bottom line is that hama mina maskana that mau detema kamash malon here on the bottom of daf chavavam and days zok tebeis halevi mamish the whole mesechta soita is telling this, the whole lumdis of understanding mesechta soita is telling in there. This chiddush that comes out from the Rambam Shita that the definition of znus as it relates to sofik soita has a different definition. Right, you have what this means. That means if she was mezana with this pachas mibentes, the mayim is going to be baidikar in the havamina. Right, if you wouldn't have the mir of ish lamute katan, or in the case of the sheneris yavam, if she was taka mezana, again, all this is all lule the miyutim, then the mayim would be baidikar. Or in the case of Rabbeinu Tam with the guy, what's the mayim being baidik? It's being baidik that there was a bia of pachas mibentes. Yeah, because klapi kinev estir doseis amaisus nus. The taychav nus is different as it relates to kinev estir. Why? Because kpei the baal tayir rachmana, and that redefines what's nus is. Can move, and this is a very, very big aside. And Mitzvah Shem will get back to it.